Welcome to Thicket County High School Basketball. This is Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, and Big Man himself, Johnny Bell, bringing you tonight's action from Wheeler Hassler Gymnasium, and we'll bring it to you for HRN Cable Channel 10, and to be rebroadcast on or about 12:30 tomorrow on WANY 100.9 Stereo FM. You notice the Bobcats, the boys, several of them are wearing bow ties. I mean, they're going GQ on us, I think. But at any rate, we're going to be tipping them off to Park Range Lady Buffaloes and later on against the Buffaloes, boys game. But I'll tell you what, We've had some great contests, Black Range, in the past. One of those was a one-point loss last February in the finals of the region tournament. So we have had some great times with the Lady Buffaloes and Buffaloes over the years. Now, back in December on the 15th, our Lady Bobcats got off to a real slow start, and I think the score was 15-6 at one point. Obviously, we picked it up, and can you hear me now?
I can hear them.
You probably need to take that off.
No, can you hear him good? In a barrel.
At any rate, we'll adjust that in a second, Delaney. But at any rate, last December 15th, after falling way behind at the tip-off, we came back to win that game by 27 points, 77-50. So we really picked it up, and I wasn't sure what happened. We tipped off in that first quarter. We actually were outscored by a single point in the first quarter, but we were picking it up. And then we outscored them 16-10 in the second, 20-10 in the third, and 25-13 in the fourth. So from that point on, we got going. And then the boys, December 15th, dropped a 6-point decision to the Buffaloes, 68-62. And at any rate, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Well, welcome back here to Wheeler Hassler Gym. Robert, I hope you could work that out, because I'm not sure how much time. I'll try to get it down here from this point forward. But my thinking is the girls have to be favored, of course. They are 19-2 and, 6-7-0 in the district. I know they haven't lost and are at the top of the district. They're also rated number 3 in the state, following Middleton, Gibson County, and then comes Pickett County, who actually had one first-place vote in this fall. And then we go to South Green, Dresden, Meigs County Community, and then number 8, none other than Jackson County. And then 9 is Middle Tennessee Christian, followed in 10th place by Hampton. So, you remember Middleton beat us last year at the state on charities. We both had the same number of two-pointers. We had five more three-pointers than they did. But we had eight more personals than they did, so they beat us at the line and then went on to win the title. So hopefully we'll get a chance to correct that this time around. But what are you thinking, J-Man?
I tell you what, I think Ralph, the Lady Bobcats is going to come out here with a victory tonight. If they didn't, I'd be very surprised.
I would be surprised.
We're devastated.
Devastated.
And then as far as the boys, the Bobcats go, they've been playing.
Well, you know, this is the peak.
Well.
Yeah,
exactly. This is the peak of the season. If you're going to start in Freeland, right now is the time to do it.
Now's the time to do it.
We'll get a district play. And the Bobcats have been doing that very thing for the last three or four games. We're watching down at Cookville. They won a loss 67-71 down there against the big triple 18.
That was overtime.
And overtime, yes, sir. And they're coming on, so I'm proud of those Bobcats.
Thank you, Johnny. Delaney?
Oh, I agree with you. Lady Bobcats are going to come out here and win this game with a big steal. You know, Clark Haynes, they've got some young players out there. They've got their main starter. She's out with an injury. Hope to get back. We talked about her coming back maybe with the tournament, but we don't know. But with Tara Meadows out right now, they're kind of struggling a little bit. She is one of their top players. She's really good players.
She seems to be getting along a lot better. A lot better than last December, because she is out there on the floor, and boy, is she towering over everybody else.
She has got some high.
You know, she's an excellent player, and I'm going to agree wholeheartedly with Delaney. If she was in there, it'd be a whole different ball game.
It's a completely different ball game.
Would be tough.
Yeah, I think the Lady Bobcats would still pull it off, but with her in there in that middle. Once she gets that ball, she is unstoppable.
I suggested to her dad, Jason, a couple of years ago, that if she could learn to go to the left like she goes to the right, she'd be recruited all over the country.
I bet she's been working on that.
I hope so. You want to run the roster still?
Okay, for the Lady Buffaloes, you have number 42, Kelsey Schaefer, number 24, Brianna Push. Number 0, Michaela Clark. Number 41, Kara Meadows, which is out with an injury. Number 1, Emily Gray. Number 33, Hannah Garrett. Number 2, Zoe Crouch. Number 15, Charity Petrie. Number 34, Isabella Henlon. Number 22, Gracie Bush. Number 55, Emily Beatty. Number 10, Caitlin Beatty. Number 32, Kelsey Norris. Starting 5 for the Lady Buffaloes will be number 24, Brianna Bush. Number 33, Hannah Garrett. Number 2, Zoe Crouch. Number 15, Charity Petrie. And number 22, Gracie Bush, coached by the great coach Lamar Rogers out there at Clark Range, been there for many years.
38, 39 years, as I recall, and 8 state championships, plural. That's more than one, isn't it? 8. And in the Tennessee State Athletic Hall of Fame. So,
yes, sir.
I don't think he's had a losing season in 20-some years.
Yeah.
Although they're running very close this year, they're 13-11. So they're going to have to win one or two to avoid that this year, I think. So what are you thinking, Delaney?
I think the Lady Wildcats are going to come out here. They're going to pull off the lead right off the bat. They've been playing. I think Cookville just picked them up a little bit, losing by 10 points to Cookville. They're triple-A team.
Yep.
But I think it's definitely got them fired up, and they're going to come out here and show who is boss in this district.
Your entire roster for the Lady Bobcats is like this. Number 3, Cassie Fusion. Number 15, Tyra Johnson. Number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 24, Lana Biffery. Number 22, Andrea Beatty. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 11, Jana Thurl. Number 5, Abby Beck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And 00, Kristen McClellan. 35, the 6th County Lady Bobcats will be 00, Tristan McClellan. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 11, Jana Furrow. And number 24, Lana Bibry. Coach for Brent Smith, assistant coach for Kayla Gibson. And let's see, Brent Smith was coach of the year, two rows, is that right?
Yes, Ralph.
Yes, last 2 years, yes, and I'll bet you he's going to be hard to keep out of there again this year.
Yes, sir.
Bobcat record. They're 19-2 and undefeated in the district, and the two losses are both by 10 points for some reason. Now, I guess that's better than losing by one or two, so.
Yeah. always hated to lose by one or two.
Yeah. Let's go away, folks. Listen to our sponsors. We'll help pay our bills. You go get your toddy, make a pit stop, and get back in that soft chair or on your couch. And we'll be right back.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks. We are about ready to go. So, Johnny, I think it's your turn.
All right, getting ready to use the starting five for the Lady Buffaloes and the Lady Bobcats. But first, we'll probably have the national anthem, and we're about 29 seconds to game time. So we'll be getting ball playing underway here just very shortly after we have the national anthem. And this right here could be an exciting game.
I believe so.
You ready for it, Ralph?
Bring it on.
Bring it.
Let it happen.
We've got Sports News Central in the building with us tonight. They're interviewing people, going around taking pictures, filming, and so on.
I saw Jason.
Yeah.
He's over there.
At any rate, when they start this right now, we're going to break, Robert, for this national anthem. We'll be right back, folks.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and we'd love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats.
Number 33, Hannah Garrett. Number 22, Gracie Bush. Number 15, Charity Crabtree.
Gracie Bush is starting.
Number 24, Brianna Bush. Number 2, Zoe Krause, a starting five for the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Raiders.
Well, it looks, Norris isn't starting, right?
No, no. Yes. All right, getting ready to use the starting five for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Coach for Brent Smith, assistant by Kayla Gibson.
He's always right.
Number Number zero. Number 11, Jennifer.
You know, Jenna's been playing very well.
Number 24, Alexa. Number 5, Maddie Salt. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. That's the 35.
Boy, you can feel the excitement in this gym tonight.
It started to fill up pretty well, except that one section over there on the other side at the far end. I would say the Clark Green fans think those seats are less desirable. But at any rate, Delane...
I was just sitting there looking when they call them the name. They got that little Gracie Bush, the sister of Brianna, the Brianna Bush. She's a junior, and the other one's a freshman. All right, we've got Jane Pearl going up against number 33, Hannah Garrett.
Hannah Garrett's 6 foot tall.
Also, oh, and it's going to come away. We thought Pickett County had it, but Clark Green's got it as always. Ball passed down to Crabtree inside. She passes to Bush, takes Crabtree, and it's out of bounds on Clark Green's step low.
Bad pass. In from the left baseline, all the way to the left sideline.
McNamee Cleland's got it. She's going to finish straight on the inside, pass down the corner to Buck. Buck's going to shoot a three.
Oh,
a little hard. Off the rim a little bit. She passes out to Pearl. Pearl's going to take it inside. Turn inside underneath, place it.
Good shot. Good goodness. 2-0. As I was saying, boy, Jana's been on fire the last few games.
Bush has got it. She's going to, over on the left side, takes it inside, passes Crabtree right inside.
Good ball.
And Buck gets the rebound, gets it to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it down to McClellan, pass underneath the ball. She's going to be fouled by Garrett.
And, as I was saying, a tip-off, Garrett's 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
Only a sophomore, but she's the tallest one they have other than Caramello, 6 foot three.
Pearl's at the line. Her first shot was up, and she missed. We're going to get one more.
Come on, Jana. 7-0-3 remaining.
Shot up.
She missed two.
7 rebound, Crabtree. Crabtree's got it. Pickett County Lady Bobcats has picked up man-to-man for court press. Crabtree pass underneath to Garrett. Almost throw it away. Garrett gets it to Bush. Bush gets it over to Zoe Krause. Trapped down the corner to Bush. Up top of Crabtree. Crabtree turns, spins inside the high spot. Pull over.
Hello.
College up. I'm traveling. Timeout on Clark Green's Buffalo, 30 seconds, 6:37 left in the first. Bobcats are down 2-0.
We're up 2-0 here. You said we were down.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're up 2-0.
I don't want to be smart, but it is 2-0.
2-0, we're up.
You know, the Lady Bobcats are coming out in this game tonight a lot better than they did down at Cookwellville and I. They're more like the old Lady Bobcat team we used to see.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that they hit a good percentage of shots, but they do have energy. This is a district game, you know.
Yes. Cleland's got it up top. Pass inside. Oh, almost all the way, but she gets it back.
Pritchett
over to Pearl. Pearl's going to shoot a three.
Yeah. That'll make it 5-0 with 6:15 remaining. And Jana Farrell continues a splendid play.
Garrett's got it over on the left. She's going to penetrate down to the right. Oh, Pritchett almost kills it. She goes down, comes back up. She shoots, misses the shot. Pritchett gets it. Pritchett passes down to Big Matt McClellan. She passes underneath to Buck. Buck is fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two.
That's going to be the second team foul, I believe. It is.
Against Zoe Crouch, that's going to be her first. Next at the line, she's going to shoot two. First shot on its way. Good.
Bud Burnett for Apte. 6-0. Just under 6 minutes remaining in the first. And
she's got a good free throw shot.
She's got a good shot from outside the circle when she sets up.
Crowd gets it down in the corner to Mush. Mush up top to Gary. Gary's going to shoot a three. Oh. Rebound's going to be 5-4 underneath. Bridget comes away with it. Gets it to Deverin. Deverin and McClellan. Lays it in. Oh,
what a good play for the Lady Bobcats. They're up 9-0, and they're in the four-court press.
Gary gets the ball. She's going to run it down. Five seconds, calling on Garrett. It's going to go back to you, Lady Bobcats.
Rogers up off the bench on that call.
He didn't like it. He thought it was a foul. But gets the ball down on the left side, pass inside to Pritchett. Pritchett out to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive in. It's all from behind. Stay sweet, your Lady Bobcats.
That looked, from what I could see, like she just kicked it, but apparently not.
Big Matt McClellan's going to throw it in underneath their goal. She gets it in to Buck. Buck gets it back to McClellan. Pass underneath to Preachy.
She's fouled.
Slaps away again by Crouch from behind. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats. Five on three left in the first. Inbound out to Preachy for three. Oh, a little hard.
Almost in, I'll tell you.
Big Mac runs it down.
Careful. Diving to the floor, I thought she's going to ram her head into the bleacher there. That last board or two. 4:56 remaining.
Get the ball into Garrett. Garrett gets it to Bush. And number 23, Bush, is just a freshman.
She's going to be a player. Well, Lamar is building this team because they're not playing a senior at all out there.
Pass inside to Garrett. Garrett's going to turn underneath. Shoot, he falls. She gets the mount.
She got in position. 9-2.
McClellan drives up top, passes over to Milbury on the right side. She's going to get it back to Buck. Buck's going to go in, get it back to Milbury. Milbury's going to pass in the corner. Pearl's going to drive in, pull up a little jumper. Brock, not there.
Gets the ball, retrieves it.
Buck's going to shoot a long three. In the WNBA.
Downtown Detroit. 12-2.
Garrett gets it to Bush. 4 minutes left in the first. Your Lady Bobcats are up. 12-2. Garrett's got it over on the left side. Gets it up top to Bush. Gets it over to Kraft. Kraft is going to shoot a three.
Way off. Reaching in
by 24. Brianna Bush, that's going to be her first.
She's the oldest player they have out there as a junior. Lana Bibber breathing a little hard there.
McClellan's got it up top, passes over to Bibber inside to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it back to McClellan. She's going to drive in. Going to call Jeff Ball. It's going to stay with your Lady Bobcats.
It's so hard to drive through there like that because they're playing a pretty tight 2-3 zone. Well.
Inside the free kick. And she's going to be fouled. They're wanting to jump. That goes again. Going crack. That's going to be her second.
So fourth team foul now on Black Rain. The Lady Bobcats have not committed a single foul.
Free kick at the line to shoot two. First shot up, good.
A 13-2.
Second shot on its way. Good.
14-2. This game is starting so differently than the one started over at Park Range, although we ended up winning by 27.
Good. Got the ball down on the right side, gets it shot. Pass pushes over to Lewis. Lewis is going to penetrate down. She's going to run in, and it's going to... Oh! Kind of block, and she was standing straight up.
What I thought.
That went against Courtney Frick in her first.
Why is she shooting?
Clancy was going in for a shot. He was just going to get two. First shot up, he misses.
Well, going in for a shot, maybe 40 feet away.
We've got number 10, Caitlin Beatty, in for going past. Second shot up, it's good.
We used to have a Caitlin Beatty here, didn't we?
Yes, we did, a ball player. Bilber gets it inside to Furl. Furl gets it up top to Buck. Pass back over to Bilber. Bilber's going to shoot a three.
Yeah! She is coming on. A run. Knocks it up turkey. 17-3. Under 3 minutes now.
Bush has got it up top. She's going to pass it over to Garrett on the left side. Yeah, gets back to Bush. Furl shields it. She goes all the way down. Tries to do a right-handed layup, and it's blocked by 24, Bush, so it's going to stay with your Lady Bobcats.
Right there would have been a good time for Gina to pull up and stop, and the defensive girl would have gone all the way outside.
Pass down to Pritchett. Pritchett shoots a little jumper. She misses and knocks around, gets it back to Bilber. Bilber to Buck up top to Furl. She's going to shoot a three. Nope, in and out. Rebound, number 10, Beatty. Maybe throws it all the way up top to Bush. Bush takes it in right in the high spot, pulls up a little jumper. She misses. Rebound, Bibbry, and...
She falls. She's called for traveling.
Call her for traveling.
2:22 remaining.
We've got number 55, Emily Beatty, in for Bush, 24. Ball in belly to Garrett. She's going to drive in, shoots it in.
Should never have happened like that. 17-5.
Clellan passes all the way down to Furl. She gets it up top to Buck. Buck's open for three. Can't, oh,
in and out. In and out. Abby wanted that one.
Beatty comes away with it. Furl, McClellan's down on the ground, rushing for it. It's going to stay with your Lady Buffaloes.
That's a narrow. Well, McClellan went hard after that.
Yes,
home.
She did.
She's
to play tonight.
Yeah, she's playing with much more energy.
Ball inbounded to Garrett. Garrett pushes to somebody, gets it up to Beatty. And that goes against Buck. She kind of pushed her in the back.
I kind of thought she could have just stepped around her and intercepted that.
Yeah.
But it's easy to call more from sitting down on the sideline. I'll tell you that.
We've got a better view. From all sides.
Ooh.
Ball inbounded to Bush. Bush takes it inside. Goes right up again. Going to go up.
He's going
to call. Calling another block on Christian McClellan. Going to be her first. And number 22, Gracie Bush, is going to go to the line to shoot two.
That'll be the first
shot. Good.
13 foul on the Lady Bobcats, and that'll make it 17-6.
Second shot, good.
17-7. We shouldn't be letting up now, though.
Ball got over to Pritchett on the right side. That pops him up. But gets it to McCullough. McCullough hands it back to Buck. Gets it over to Furl.
What?
It's going to go against Pritchett. She did an illegal screen.
A moving block. A
moving block.
That's her second, and she'll take a break.
Yep.
Hammock's in there for her. Boy, pressure all over the court. Let's see if they can get it in.
Ball in down to Bush. Bush gets it over to Garrett on the left side. She passes back up top to Beatty. Pass underneath to Beatty, and she scores.
Well, that was the back door of types, although we have three white jerseys on her.
Them two goes back to you, Lady Buffalo.
Well, the last couple of minutes have not gone our way, and we've turned it over. Should not have been doing that. We're starting to let them climb back in the game.
Try to get the ball in, but Buck knocks it out of bounds. Stays with Lady Buffalo. 1:03 left in the first.
Whose ball is it?
Lady Buffalo. Oh.
They didn't seem to want to rush over there.
They get the ball in, throws it too hard. Furl's hard to get it. Buck has it up top, gets it over to Hammett. Hammett drives in. Hand check on number 22,
Bush.
That's going to be her first.
Seconds remaining, and it will be inbound in under our basket.
Ball inbound to Furl. She takes it right in, pass underneath to McClellan. Nothing called. Call the ball a shot.
Blocked away.
Gets the ball over to Maybe. Maybe gets it in the corner to Crabtree and shot three. Mouse. Crabtree and the Buffaloes come away with him, but they throw it away.
31 seconds. We're up by A, and Richard's back in.
Richard comes back in for Hammett.
Well, let's hope she doesn't pick up any good pounds. I think we're going to take the air out of it on this.
I believe so. Ball thrown away.
She got fouled. She got clobbered.
She got fouled and nothing called. It's going to go against Abby Buck. It's going to be her second.
Who's coming out?
Cricket.
5 seconds remaining.
Now watch this. Skip in the middle. Pass out to Bush, up top to Bush.
Well, what that was. So, at the end of one, your lead, Bobcats are up 17-9, but the way we started out, I thought we were going to hit 25 or 30 in that first quarter, but no such luck. But right now, let's go away and we'll be back.
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Well, welcome back, folks. Delaney?
Lady Bobcats are going to have the ball at the beginning of the second quarter. Buck's got it up top. Passes over to McClellan. McClellan takes it in.
That's a zone.
They're calling the jump ball. It's going to go to your Lady Buffalo.
I don't know about that call. But on the other hand, trying to dribble through that zone is not the equivalent of a intelligence.
Bush has got the ball. She gets it over to Garrett on the left side. Garrett passes up top to Bush. Bush over to Krauss on the right side. Passes in the corner to Garrett. Garrett gets it back up top to Bush, but it's going to penetrate down. He's called up and has to give it back to Krauss.
That's a double dribble.
Krauss gets it to Bush. Bush drives in the hot spot, shoots. She misses, rebound McClellan. So it's going to push it down, get it to Hammett. Hammett drives. Oh! Hammett goes down, shoots, misses, falls after the rebound, lays it up.
19-9, and once again, Jana puts it in for us.
Bush drives down, shoots. She's blocked by Bill Brigitte, but she gets the wrong rebound, gets it out to Krauss. Krauss gets it back to Bush, pass inside to Garrett. She turns, spins underneath. That's his name.
She's walking. She forgot which was her pivot foot, I think.
McClellan's going to run it down. She gets it down the butt. Butt passes inside the hammock. Hammock goes up. Going to be fouled by Garrett.
That'll be the 16th foul.
Going to be her second.
On block range, 5 on the Lady Bobcats. Sabana Hama.
She's at the line. Spot up.
Short.
She's running out of air on that one.
That's a duck. We haven't hit charities, Johnny, have we, very well?
We hit 4 out of 7.
Second shot up.
4
that's
out
good.
Of 8 now.
Rebound Garrett. Garrett gets us to Bush. Bush passes down the crack, down the corner of the other Bush. She shoots a 3. Nope, she won. Tap 3 gets the rebound. Tap 3 drives in. Gets it in off the backboard.
She worked for that, so it's 19-11.
Bypass all the way down the foul. Well, all the way across to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive along the baseline. Passes it to Hammock. Hammock passes it back to McClellan. She shoots, misses, rebound country. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the butt. That's going to be her third. No, they're calling it on 34, Hammock. It's going to be her first.
Good deal. That's a good deal, wasn't it?
I was better than 3 on Abby.
And now both of those young ladies are out. And who came in? Pritchard and
Gray Park. Bypass over to Kraft. Kraft gets it down to Garrett. All that on McCullough. Garrett's going to go to the line. Going to shoot a 1-1.
Number 10 reporting for the Lady Buffaloes. That'll be Caitlin Beatty.
Call that good.
19-12. It continues to get a little closer, guys.
She's going to take Crabtree out. Second shot on its way. It's too hard. Rebound, Bibber. Bibber gets it. Preacher's going to take it down. She's going to pull
up. Just pull up, girls.
Gets it to Martin. Martin gets it down the corner to Swirl. Swirl's going to bring it back up. He passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett goes in, shoots. That's a nice rebound, Garrett. Garrett passes all the way up to Beatty.
Mountain Center.
Beatty gets it to Bush. That's going to be a foul against Alana Bibbery.
She ran halfway from the circle to the basket without dribbling.
That's Alana's first. And Bush is going to go to the line to shoot one.
That's 18 fouls on us now. So, they're a 1-plus bonus. They missed that. They haven't been hitting them either.
No. 5:30 left in the second. Second shot up. That was a miss, too. Fought for, and it should be out of bounds.
Oh.
It touched out of bounds.
We should have just let her go after.
Yeah. Lady Buffaloes are going to get to keep it.
Almost 5 seconds.
Garrett, she keeps scoring.
I don't know who's playing defense sometimes. 19-14.
Bypass on the way down to Pearl. Pearl gets it up to McClellan. McClellan gets it to Buck, or Bibbery. Bibbery passes underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett double team. She gets it to Martin. Martin gets it over to Pearl on the left side. Pearl's going to take it in.
It's a zone, kids.
Back up top to McClellan for 3.
She wasn't ready for that.
Ball knocked around. Martin comes away with it.
She's got
a foul. It's going to be a foul on Crouch.
She got knocked to the floor, and I was wondering if they're going to call her. But we're going to be shooting now.
Yep, that's 3 on Crouch. She's going to have to sit down.
Easily and Buck waiting by the score table.
Martin's at the line.
These are important kids. Got to start making these.
Shot up. Rolls around. It's out. Rebound Crabtree. Crabtree throws it away.
Well, that was the result of our press.
Defense, yes.
Giesling is in there. Be nice to see her break out with some points tonight.
Ball and Mem to Giesling. Giesling gets it back to Pritchett. Pritchett brings it out, hands it off to Buck. Buck gets it up top.
Oh,
Wallace,
boy. Super stolen.
Oh, that's
a foul.
Pass inside. Courtney's going to be fouled. Bye.
Unfortunately, she made a basket, and she had a wide-open path to the basket.
That's going to be 55 Emily Beatty's first foul. Reached at the line. She's going to shoot a 1-1. First shot up. It's short. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound Buffalo. Lady Buffalo.
I think we've missed, what, three or four in a row now, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Oh, ball thrown away. McClellan gets it, passes it down to Buck. Lays it in. Shoots it in on the left side.
21-14. That's defense that created that basket.
Beatty's got it. She's going to pass it long. Reach it. Knocks it out of bounds.
.33 is back in there now. And that's Hannah Garrett. And Garrett's a good part of their offense.
Ball inbounded to Garrett. Garrett gets it back to Bush. Beatty. Beatty hands it to Bush. It'll be a foul on Furl.
I don't know about that.
It'll be her first. And
19 foul.
Bush is going to go to the line. It's to the 1-1.
4 minutes remaining here in the second. And we're up by 7, but I would have thought we'd have been ahead by 15 or 20.
Shot up, good. I mean, one more.
Up by 6, 21-15.
Second shot on its way, good.
In a ball, so we're down to 5 with 4 minutes to go.
Trailing with the ball all the way down to Buck on the left side. Can take up top, gets it to Pearl. Pearl gets it over to McClellan on the right. Looking for somebody inside. That ball is.
That ball. Went over. What is that? A steam pipe up there?
Yeah.
The very top of the gymnasium.
You dig it, McClellan gets the ball all the way up top. Pearl gets it over to Preacher. She's open. Drives inside. Pass underneath the Gears man in there.
Way to go,
Gears.
43-16.
Ball pass inside to Bush. Bush goes long to Garrett. Oh, whoa. Looks like she might have walked a little bit. She gets it over to me. Baby takes it inside. Passes to the other baby. She drives in. Charge.
Gina Farrell usually takes more charges than any other girl.
She does.
She's
also very dramatic when she does this.
I remember a kid called Jonathan Fells who used to do that.
Down in the corner to Farrell, she misses a 3-point shot that goes against Buck. That's going to be her third.
Yeah, well, she was just trying to knock that ball away. 3:08 remaining. We're up by 7, 23-16. But they're on double-double now. No, they're not. We are.
Yep.
We can't make them.
We've got Beatty at the line. She's going to shoot a 1-1. First shot on its way. No good. Yeah, it is. Wow, actually, it's the same point. Why they...
I looked away, and then it went through.
Yeah, it bounced around.
Well, you talk about bounces.
Second shot. This is no good. Rebound Milbury. Milbury gets it to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it down. She passes. Stolen away by Garrett. Garrett's going to take it in and lay it up. It's in there.
Coach Smith. Up off the bench on that is 23-19. I think we got
it. Takes it all the way down, gets it to Giesling, and she misses it. Rebound Crabtree gets it up. Gets it to Bush. Bush passes inside to Garrett. Garrett takes it in, shoots. Nothing there.
Come on.
Strong rebound.
Yes, it is. Midway's off the ground.
23-21, and we're only up by two. You know, the first game, is this short or long?
30 seconds.
I think we took him out in the last half. But,
yeah, I think we did. I think it was close halftime. We came back in third quarter.
We were up by five at half. And up by 15 after three, and up by 27 after the final buzzer. So who's in foul trouble, Johnny?
It's going to be Abby Buck with three, and you got Courtney Preacher with two, and Chris McClellan with two.
And do they have anyone with three?
Yes, they have Zoe Crouch with three.
Okay.
McClellan's going to take it down.
Oh, dribble through the zone.
Gets it over to Pearl. Pearl drives all the way in. She is. It's going to be a foul against Crabtree, I do believe.
I think it's from 24.
24?
Yeah.
That's going to be Bush, her second. Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot two.
That's the senior Bush.
Yes. Junior Bush.
They miss another.
Pearl misses.
I mean, the elder Bush.
The elder. Second shot at my Pearl. Good.
Finally, we make one.
Martin's going to come in for free kick. Set down at 3-12, less than a second.
24-21.
Ball inbound at Patrick. She took a halt when she caught that ball. Patrick hands it off to Beatty.
Come out in front of
her. Beatty passes down to the corner to Bush. Bush in the corner to Beatty. But he drives inside, shoots, it gets the roll.
That's a one-pointer now, under 2 minutes.
McClellan's got the ball, gets it to Denver, Denver gets it to Martin. Martin's going to shoot a three. He don't make it, and it looks like
Shinedown's going to throw a foul on us.
That goes against number three. That's Giesling, her first.
1:59 remaining, a chance to go ahead. You know, I give the Spark Greens a lot of credit. They're disciplined, and they can throw the ball, and they're all young.
So well, that ties it up. That goes with Bush, the elder Bush, Brianna.
And a lot of that, or most of it, has to do with the coaching.
Yeah,
they are.
They went
ahead
right there.
25-24.
Ball passed down to Martin. Martin gets it out to Pearl.
Too far out.
Pearl throws it back to McClellan.
Don't drive, try to drive through that 2-3.
McClellan's going to drive in. She passes out to Pearl. Pearl up top to Bilber. Bilber down to Martin. Martin all the way out to Pearl. Pearl's going to take it in. Oh, she passes, makes a bad pass.
Giesling didn't touch the ball.
Pass up to Garrett. Garrett underneath. Crouching wide open. Nobody there. Ball standing behind her.
27-24.
Pearl's going to take it in. Drives it all the way in. Shoot. It's out of bounds on her. No foul. She hits the ground. 50 seconds left. Ball inbounded to Garrett. Yeah, passes way up top to Bush. Bush passes over to Beatty for a three. Nope, misses. Rebound Garrett. Garrett gets it back to Bush. Strip away from behind by Pearl. McClellan's going to take it down. Shoot. Going to be a block on that number 10. Yes.
It's getting really rough out there. I'm glad I'm sitting on the sideline.
That's going to be her first. McClellan's got the line to shoot two with 31.9, less than a second.
Well, we need to start putting these in.
First shot up, good.
27-25. We're still down by two. And didn't we start out the game being ahead by 10 or 12?
Second shot, looks good.
That's the net. We're down by one. 32 seconds remaining. Full court pressure all over the court.
Ball inbounded to Garrett. It's knocked out of bounds by Midbury.
See, these girls have practiced against this press, and they do quite well.
Had a player knocked down. Martin hits the ground. Lady's got the ball up top. Almost fell in the way, and it is. Oh, and that's close to a call out against Pearl. Come on, Dyke. That goes against Santa Pearl. That's going to be her second. They're going to shoot two. Bruce is going to shoot two at the line. First shot on its way. Good.
She's been pretty irregular on those, hasn't she, Johnny?
Yes, she gets five straight.
That's pretty regular.
She gets one more. It's in. Trick is going in.
Down by three, 29-26. With 21 and a half seconds remaining.
McClellan's got the ball at top.
We need.
Gets it over to Pearl. Pearl up top to Giesling. Giesling back to Pearl. They're going to run out of time here if they don't hurry.
They did.
At the end of the second, your Lady Bobcats 26, your Lady Buffaloes 29.
Well, what am I going to say about that? I didn't expect that because we got out to a substantial lead, whatever it was, 8, 10, 12 at the beginning of the game, and I thought, boy, this is going to be a blowout. But I have to give those Lady Buffaloes full credit. They sure put a stop to that and came flying back. And they seem to be, they are very well coached. They control the ball well. And we tried to force it in there against that zone on a number of occasions, and it doesn't work. But right now, it's breaking. We'll be back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, welcome back, folks, here to Wheeler Hassler. At halftime, our Lady Bobcats, amazingly, are down by three after having a double-digit lead at the outset. But right now, we have great coach Nate Aaron here for the Bobcats. So welcome, coach.
Thanks for having me.
You always trap me with the other ones, though.
No.
That game in Cookeville, the overtime, was a tough one to drop because we really deserved to win that, I thought. But you don't always win what you deserve, so. And we did lead after three. We were down after two and one, but after three, we're up a couple points. Something going on down there. But at any rate, tonight, we are going to revisit tip off with the Clark Range Buffaloes, a team that back on December 15th beat us by six, I guess it was, and we had them on the ropes at the end, as I recall. Yeah, I went back. I've watched it on film a couple times this week. That was a pretty bad game. Taking nothing away from Clark Grange, but, you know, we came out, both of us were kind of sluggish to start the game and played pretty well for a stretch in the second quarter, and then third quarter they came out and kicked us in the mouth and kind of played catch up from here on for the rest of the game. I think we were able to cut it to three with about a minute or so to go, but it was never really felt that close in the second half.
Yeah, I think it was closer at the final buzzer than it had been.
I think we got down by as many as 13. We took some bad shots, didn't get back in transition. And one thing I tell the guys a lot of times is you take a bad shot, sometimes it's about as good as a turnover. You don't have your board coverage. You don't have people getting back like they should. And we lost Crouch and Miller a couple times in transition, and it got them rolling. And, you know, they were kind of free swinging at that point in time.
Yeah, they have a little bit of height in there, though.
Yeah, Crouch and Lincoln are both about 6'5 or so.
Right.
You know, and one of them, you know, Crouch is a really good player. Lincoln is as well, but, you know, everything kind of goes through Crouch. Miller has improved a lot from last year, and he's been scoring the ball a lot, and he hurt us in the second half when we played him up there. But, you know, Coach Powell's been around for a while and does a good job. And, you know, they don't really do anything different than they always do. They'll sit back, play a lot of a 2-3 matchup zone, and real press occasionally, but, you know, a lot of the same stuff that they've done previous three meetings that I've coached against them.
Yeah. You had a new injury occur the other night.
Yep.
It sounded like he's going to be out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Peyton Rector tore his ACL the other night at Cookeville. He'll be out for a while. I think they said the earliest that he could even start playing would be about 9 months from now. So we're looking at how that season starts. And that's not counting him getting back into the swing of things. So, I mean, we're talking more probably halfway through the year.
Yeah, well, that's always a tough one when you have to sit out that long, even though you are fully recovered. It's timing, it's in your head.
I told him he's going to have to do a lot of stuff on his own, listen to what the doctor's telling him about therapy and rehab and stuff like that, because he's going to have to do that stuff and work his other leg and to make sure that it stays strong. And, you know, that's so much of that's key. And you want to rush back, but at the same time, you're more likely to re-injure it if you rush through it.
Well, yeah, did he have surgery? Where did he have that?
He doesn't have it for about 3 weeks. He has to do some therapy and rehab to strengthen it. They want it to be back to where it's like, you know, get some mobility back in it. So.
All right. Now, everybody else okay?
Well, Will Garrett's still out with a arm break, and then Gabe Moon didn't dress the other night. He's dressing tonight, and then actually Colton Sells went down with an ankle injury yesterday in practice, so we traded one for another. So I think we've got 12.
Not
11.
So let's see what we can do tonight. I know the Buffaloes are 18-6 overall, so they're not going to be a pushover.
No, never.
But the Bobcats have been playing great ball, better ball, I should say, the last three or four games.
And still lost to us.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, you'll not shoot 35%. That's what we've done the last two games.
You can't win.
Nah,
you ain't going to win many.
Thanks, Coach.
Right. Good luck. Let's go away, folks, for these words from our sponsors.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Welcome back, folks, to Wheeler. Sir Johnny, you got a moment?
Okay, for Brianna Bush, she has 3. Hannah Garrett has 11. Charity Crabtree is 4. Gracie Bush is 6. Emily Beatty is 1. And Tayshaun Beatty is 4 for a total of 29. Lady Bobcats, Kristen McClellan is 4. Courtney Pritchard is 2. Abby Bush is 7. Janet Earl is 8. Alana Vibri is 3. And Cassie Gieson is 2 for a total of 26. Lady Bobcats down 3. 26-29.
What was that first quarter score?
17-9.
And we had the 17,
yes,
so
yes.
We only scored 9, and they scored 20. All right,
Lady Bobcats is going to start this quarter. Courtney Pritchett goes in, gets the ball, shoots, misses, and rebound by Garrett. Garrett's going to come down, throws it down to Bush.
Nobody came out on that. There was a double dribble.
Bush gets to Garrett. Garrett gets it to Bush up top for 3. She misses. Going to be a rebound by Hammett. Came out to the Melbury. Be able to get it over here to McClellan. McClellan in the corner to Pearl. Pearl gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock passes it to McClellan over on the left side. Down in the corner to Hammock for 3. Not too hard. Passes
oh,
out for the rebound. Out of bounds. McClellan dribbles out of bounds. It's chased with the Lady Bobcats.
We've got a break. Let's take advantage of these breaks now. High formation.
Lining up. Ball inbounded long to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it over and passes to McClellan. McClellan drives in. She shoots in.
Forced it, but it went in. 29-28 now.
Ball passed in to Garrett. Garrett's dead ball.
Watch the line.
Bush is going to set it up. Gets it to Garrett. Garrett gets it to Bush. Back up top to Crouch. Crouch shoots a long 3. It's in there.
Well, we don't need that kind of help. It's 32-28 now.
Ball plays down to Milbury, down the corner to Hammock. Hammock up top to Pearl. Pearl over to McClellan. McClellan takes it down. Underneath, she passes to Hammock. Hammock shoots it in. It's in there.
32-30, 6:25 remaining in the third.
Ball gets to Garrett. He's going to run it down.
Boy, Hammock stayed with her, didn't she?
Yep.
Yeah. 6:14 to go. We're down by 2.
Crafts inbound, gets it into Lewis. Lewis hands it back to Crafts for a long 3. This time it rolls in and out. Hammock runs it down. Hammock passes inside to Pritchett. She's going to turn. Goes up underneath. She scores. Misses, but she's going to be gone by Garrett.
How many is that on Garrett? 3?
That's going to be 3 on her. And Pritchett's going to go to the line. A chance to tie it up here.
Well, we sure need to start converting these charities.
First shot on its way. Good.
That was a nice shot.
Yeah.
Down to 1, 32-31.
Second shot on its way. Nope, too hard. Rebound Crabtree. Crabtree loses it. McClellan saves it, but Mush is out to pick it up. Long pass all the way down to Crouch. Crouch passes inside to Garrett. Hughes misses. Rebound Bridget.
We lucked out on that.
Pritchett passes down to McClellan.
She's fouled by number 2.
Goes against Zoe Crouch.
She's the one to just sit that turkey.
Yep, and she's going to sit down. That's her 4. McClellan the inbound passes into Pearl. Pearl shoots, misses. Oh, that goes
over the back.
On the Bilbury, over the back. That's going to be her 2nd.
Oh, on the floor.
Maybe, maybe get some ball back to Bush. Bush passes over to Garrett. Garrett pops to Bush. Bush passes to Maybe. Hand check on foul. That's going to be her third.
Uh-oh. Still down by one. We could be digging this hole deeper than we can climb out of if we aren't careful.
Lady Buffalo's inbound. We've got 5:16 left in the third.
5 seconds.
Ball inbound. Crabtree trying to get it back to Bush. Bush drives in, shoots it in there. They're going to watch, have to watch the head side and slide over quicker.
34-31. We're down by three.
Ball at top of Melbourne, and then we get it to Buck.
See, that zone, they come out on you quickly.
Yeah. McClellan drives in, passes underneath the Frenchie. Frenchie, she's called, and she's going to be fouled.
I thought they could have called it a trap.
I didn't think it.
34-33.
I guess against three, Anna Bush, that's going to be her third, and Frenchie's at the line to shoot one for an old-fashioned three.
Please,
tied up.
Please, girls, stop making charities.
Tied up by Fisher. It's good. Count it. Tied up ball game.
I'd say it's about as tight as it could be.
I'd say so. Bush has got the ball. Passes on the way down to Garrett. Garrett picked up, double teamed. Almost loses control. Gets it to Mady. Mady passes in the corner to Bush. Bush is going to shoot a three. It's in there.
They're starting to hit threes. 37-34.
Gets the ball down to Buck. Buck brings it back up. Gets it to Furl. Furl back to Buck.
See, they get right on to Abby.
Buck gets to Furl, and Furl gets to stretch it. Going to be a reach-in foul on number 22. Buck, that's going to be her second. McClellan to inbound. It gets it inside to Furl. Furl gets it to Buck, down in the corner to McClellan. McClellan's going to take it along the baseline. First to shoot, that's in there, side of Bill.
It'll be a Lady Bobcat ball with 4:06 remaining. We're down to three.
We'll be a timeout called on your Lady Buffaloes. 30-second timeout with 4:06 left in the third.
Johnny, what are you thinking down there?
I'm telling you, Ralph, I'm just sitting here just wondering what's going on with the Lady Bobcat team here. We started out real well. We mentioned that. And we just, I don't know what's happened to us. We're just not getting it together right now. I'm almost speechless.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that I've noticed is this Clark Range Lady Buffalo team is playing an excellent game.
Well, they're playing a lot better tonight than they were playing at home when we played them. But the Lady Buffaloes, the Lady Bobcats are playing better there than they are tonight here.
Clark Range played a good defense on the Lady Bobcats.
Yes. Pitch it with the ball, gets it to Gilbert, and then we get it over to McClellan, down in the corner to fall. Inside to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it in there. Ball pass in. Bush gets it. Bush is going to run it down.
Don't foul.
3:40 left in the third. Gets it over to Mady. Mady takes it in. Back up top to Bush for a three. Not too hard. Rebound push it. Oh, Buck's wide open down here. Gets it to McClellan. Should be a foul right here on number 24. It is. That's going to be her. Oh. We got the ball in ready to pitch it, y'all. We'll go right here, strangling on water.
No, strangled on candy.
Ball out to throw for a three, count it. They just went ahead. Kraft gets it to Garrett. Garrett gets it back to Kraft. Kraft back to Garrett. She's going to take it down.
my sincere apologies for the interruption.
We've got Lady with it up top.
Gotta come over in front of her.
Oh, she misses an easy layup. Crusher gets the rebound, gets it out to Zoe. Zoe passes over to Garrett, down in the corner to Beatty. Oh, she shuffled her feet. Gets it to Garrett. Garrett's gonna drive in, shoot. Nothing now. Rebound, Bibber gets it to McClellan. McClellan takes it down. She shoots. Nothing there. Rebound, Garrett.
She forced that one.
Yeah. Garrett gets it to Mush. Mush is going to run it down. There's going to be a timeout on the Clark Range Buffaloes. 2:28 left in the third. Full timeout.
Full timeout. Let's take a break. I'll be right back. Don't you dare to play.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back to We Will Ask for Gymnasium.
Clark Range Buffaloes still get the ball.
Just back them in, they hit on that count. Well, we're starting to create some turnovers, but I'll tell you what, this Clark Range team is great on defense, and they've been handling the ball very well.
Ball pass all the way down. Preach has got it. Gets it to Buzz for a three.
Yeah. Abby knocks it home, and we're up by five. Maybe that's a precursor of good things to come.
Maybe so. Beatty's got the ball up top. She gets it down the corner to Crabtree. Crabtree's going to penetrate. Try to go in. She's going to pull up a jumper.
There's a foul.
Foul from behind. McClellan fouled from behind. Oh, they don't call a foul. They call it out of bounds. But it's going to go to the lady. Oh, they did call a foul against number 22, Gracie Bush. That's her third.
Well, she did foul.
Yeah, she pushed her down.
And she went on shooting yet, so.
Ball in the corner to Pearl. Back up top to Buck. But passes inside to Pritchett, back to Pearl, over to McClellan. McClellan inside to Pritchett. Pritchett turns. He's got a blocked shot. Garrett comes away with him, but Pritchett steals it away, and it's out of bounds. So it's going to stay with the Lady Buffaloes.
Courtney didn't like that call, though. Full court pressure.
Ball inbounded to Bush. Knocked out of bounds by McClellan.
1:28 remaining in the third. We need to get a couple more buckets.
Lady's got them all. She can bring it down. Almost picked up from behind by McClellan. She gets it over to Bush. Bush gets it to Crabtree. Crabtree.
In front of her.
She gets it, feeds it in, but misses the shot. And along the memory comes away with it. Ball pass all the way down to McClellan. She drives in, turns, moves. Oh. Nothing called, but she gets the rebound and gets it to Bush.
Yeah. Another turkey for Abby, and also those up by eight. How many does she have now, Tony, on turkeys?
Three.
Well, I suggested before the game when I talked to her, well, we need at least five, and she said no problem.
Lucy got it up top.
We're in the last 35 seconds of the third now.
But he takes it in, gets it in the corner to Garrett. Garrett passes down to Beatty. Beatty's going to drive baseline. She loses control, but picks it up.
Coach Smith up, telling his young ladies to let the air out, I think.
Pass inside to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it in.
Yeah.
And guess what? Look, again. This is back to the first quarter.
Bush runs it down, streets nothing now. Here we go, folks. The end of the third. Your Lady Bobcats 47. Your Lady Buffaloes 37.
What a quarter that was for us. We scored 21 and they scored, let me see here, 8. So I'd say we did all right in that quarter.
I think so.
We'll be right back, folks.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks. Yeah, fourth quarter underway. Clark Greens has the ball on the arrow.
Bush has got to get past. He's going to finish right over on the left side. Takes it back to the right. Takes it back. He's going to set it back up. Trying to look in the middle. She gets it over to the other Bush. Hands it off to Crouch. Crouch feeds it inside to Century. Back up across the Bush. He's trying to get it inside or get Crouch open for a three.
We have two things to watch for. One is Garrett underneath, and then there's Crouch outside the arc.
Hands it off to Bush. Bush gets it back to Bush. 24 Bush. Looking for the back door. Pass down to Bush. He's going to pull out and shoot. Nothing there. Rebound by Pritchett. Pritchett gets it to Beverly. Beverly gets it to McClellan. McClellan drives down. Pass underneath to Pearl. Pearl gets it all the way out to Bush for a three. Looks good from here. A little short, but Pearl climbing the rebound. You see it?
Oh, that was all position.
That was just what they wanted.
49 to 37. Under 7 minutes now. Coach Smith up cheering them on.
He wants this win.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. Crouch has got it. She gets that three up top. That three back over to Bush in the corner. He's going to set it back up.
I don't understand. They've slowed it down. Clark Rangers has slowed it down a bit here the last couple of minutes.
Pass in the corner. It's missed. Pritchett gets the rebound.
We can afford to make them foul us. So, all of a sudden, there's a timeout by Clark Greens. We're up by 14 now. 6:04 to go. Full timeout.
Yeah.
We're going to come right back, folks, and bring you the finish. So, don't you dare go away.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks, here to Wheeler Astor. The Lady Bobcats have turned it up a notch or two here. They're up by 14 with 6 minutes remaining.
We've got 24 boots with the mile up top passes the crowd. That brings it back up. All the way across the line for Baby. Lady's trying to get underneath, but nothing there. The Chickasaw Lady Bobcats are playing good defense. She gets it to Bush up top. Bush is going to take it in. Shoot, roll, and it falls in. There's going to be a foul call.
Yeah, they didn't cut her lane off there, no. And as a result, she had a nice offensive line.
That goes against Alana Vivery, her third.
We should have stopped her a long time before she got in there, but nobody moved over, so it's 12 now.
Brianna Bush at the line.
11, 51 to 40. We don't need many more of those.
Ball over to Buck on the right side. She gets it to McClellan. McClellan inside to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to work. Gets it back up top to Buck. Over to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Gets it to Pearl. Pearl's going to shoot a three. And out. Pritchett's after the rebound. Goes in. He misses. 5-4 again. Coming away with it, Crabtree. Crabtree gets it to Bush. Bush passes down to Krauss. Krauss is going to shoot a three. It's in there.
You got it. What did I say?
Yeah, she's a good three-point shooter. Ball down to Buck. Buck's going to shoot a three. It's in there.
He hits the shot. 54 to 43. And Abby's got four?
Yes.
Well, she only owes me one. There's a travel.
Yep, Lady about loses it. She gets it crashed. She does. Garrett loses it. Bridget's got it.
Don't force it.
Bridget takes it down, pulls up a little jumper. She misses. Ball fought four underneath. Coming away with this Bush. Almost loses. Going to be on Ball.
Yeah.
Ball stays with the Lady Bobcat.
Yeah. You know, right now, we can afford to slow it down a little.
Yeah.
And run the clock because they have 16 fouls. And make them fouls.
Oh! Ball almost thrown away, but Pearl saves it. She gets it down to McClellan. She's going to drive underneath. In there!
I knew when I saw her going up this way, then with nobody, you know, threatening her, what was going to happen.
Ball down in the corner to Baby. Baby passes to Crabtree. Crabtree turns. Gets it down in the corner to Baby. Baby's going to take it in. Back up to Crabtree. Crabtree in the corner to Bush. Bush drives in. She goes back out to Baby. Baby drives in. Nothing now. Rebound Pritchett. And it's going to be a pushing out on Baby. That's going to be her second.
So we're going to be 1-1 here with 3:41 remaining. Come on, Luke. We're going to shoot this.
Pritchett's at the line. 3:41 left in the ballgame. He wants to make sure you drop that. Pritchett's first shot up. Good.
57-43.
Luke Dykem's is hilarious. He's making sure Ralph's getting all these calls down.
I'm not even calling the game.
Next shot. Good.
Well, we're up to 15 now.
Ball pass into Krauss. Krauss is going
get
to
get down. Get down on her.
Pulls up a little jumper. Not too short, but it's out of bounds on Garrett. Going to go back to you, Lady Bobcats. And Lamar Rogers has caught a full timeout. He ain't happy.
Sending in number 15. Anybody else? Well, let's break and we'll be back, folks.
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Welcome back, folks, to Wheeler Hassler, Lady Bobcats win by Miss Elaine.
Yes, Lady Bobcats gets the ball. McClellan's got it. She's going to run it down. Passes in the corner to Pritchett.
Left baseline.
Baseline passes in the furrow. Yeah!
That was three or four blue jerseys all over her, but she still put it in, and we're up 60 to 43.
Bush has got the ball up top. Pass inside to Crabtree. Trying to do a back pull it back, but knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with you, Lady Buffalo.
Big Mac knocked it out. 2:54 remaining.
Earlobe!
You know what the call is from Brent?
Earlobe. Ball pass long in to Bush. No foul.
Right
up, good. She picked up
a
dribble.
Boy, this lady about that sure hustle on. Oh. Got to call that foul. Be her fault. And she's jumping up and down on that one. 2:39 to go. We're up by 17. I guess it could be a worse situation.
My pass in the gut. To Bush. Bush back down to Bush.
Oh, come on.
Right inside. Shoot.
Somebody got knocked down.
Preacher hit the ground, but nothing passed. Pearl's got the ball. She's going to pass up to Buck. Buck's going to shoot. Oh, she's off balance on that side, but Pearl gets the rebound.
Well, I want her to get her fifth one.
Bush out. Hot shot wide open.
Timeout.
Coach Smith. It's going to be a foul against number 10, Lady Hurstburg, and Pearl took the line to shoot.
Coach Smith earned his buddy tonight, ain't he?
Yeah, he has.
He's really working hard.
Emily Beatty's in there now. Did anyone else come in? I guess not. Big Mac's at the line.
First shot, that's good.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I was going to have anybody shoot a charity, it would be Big Mac.
Yep.
61-43.
Second shot on its way.
I jinxed her.
Man.
2 minutes remaining, and we're up by 18.
Don't foul.
Bush runs it down. Oh, she's traveling with that. She gets it to Beatty. Beatty's going to take it in. Blown behind, but that's
going to
be caught on Pritchett.
I guess that's shooting. Otherwise, we're not in bonus. 15 foul.
A minute and 48. That's the ball game. Lady Wildcat 61, Lady Buffalo 43. Shot up. Oh, missed it. Second shot on its way. Good.
That was in, 61-44.
McClellan's going to run it down. Passes out to Milbury. Milbury's going to shoot a three. That's too hard. Rebound, Pritchett. Pritchett goes up and shoots. She's blocked from behind by number 10. I do believe. Oh, 22. That's going to be her fourth. Pritchett's at the line to shoot two.
We don't seem inclined to take the air out of it.
First shot up. Good.
62-44. We're back to 18 points with a lead with 137 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Second shot.
Short.
This is it. Rebound, Beatty. But
come on,
just
Luke. That's a quick whistle, Luke.
Huh? That's going to be Abby's fourth, not her fifth or fourth. She's still in.
I think we ought to give her a six. Like the bulls.
But she's running it down. Pass over to Beatty on the right side. Beatty passed underneath, but it's stripped away, knocked away by Pritchett. River picks it up and gets it to Buck. Buck passes in to Farrell.
Why are we doing that?
Beatty's got it. I don't know, but Smith, Coach Smith asked him the same thing right now. Pass to Crabtree. Crabtree gets it up top to Garrett. Garrett kicks three in there.
I think she was on the line, but it doesn't matter.
Buck's got the ball.
62-47.
He throws it down to Farrell. Farrell's going to get it back to Buck at top.
Under a minute.
Ball knocked away. Farrell gets the pass. They've double teamed her. Time out right here on Smith.
I think Wim's going to blow a gasket here. Johnny seems to be resting easy down there, though.
This score is making me rest a lot easier.
Well, I'm looking very comfortable for the first half, but I always knew they had it in them if they just do it.
First goal, Rob. Here we go.
You think? All right, Delaney.
Here we go. McClellan's got the ball, and they're going to pick her up. They're having to do the fouling thing now. She brings it down, gets it over to Farrell. Farrell passes back, almost knocked away, gets it to McClellan. McClellan penetrates three bodies there. Pritchett gets it back to Buck. We've got 23 seconds left in the ball game. Pritchett's going to take it down. Throws it back up top to McClellan, 15 seconds. I believe it's going to be ball game, folks. Buck's got it, gets it back to McClellan. Pass to Pritchett.
Four corners.
Down to Farrell, back up top. And in the ball game, folks, the Lady Bobcats 62, Lady Buffaloes 47.
Well, we score 15. And they score 10 in that quarter. So we go to, Lady Bobcats go to 20-2. And at least 6-0.
Thank you.
7?
I think it was 7. We'll have to look at the paper and see.
Yeah, 6 or 7-0, but at any rate, they're 20-2 overall. And after a quick start in this game, and they were down by 3 at halftime, but they came out blazing in the third and scored 21, while Lady Buffaloes only scored 8 in that third. And then it was followed up by a fourth quarter. We scored 15 and they scored 10.
7-0.
7-0?
Yep.
I'll take that to the bank. Anyway, folks, before we flip the page, let's take a break. Come back and listen to Johnny Stats, and then go from there. Don't you dare go away.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.